On my sofa today, I have Rich and Rose from Elegance.
Hello.
Hiya. Right, so as you're called Elegance, you're obviously a heavy metal band, is that right?
Well, yeah, well, that's how we started.
Really?
No.
So tell us, how did you get together and how did you start?
Well, we were in a tribute band at ATM, and that's how we originally met, and at ATM Bristol, which is Access to Music for music students. And we just hit it off straight away, really. We were in Alicia Keys tribute band, and we had a gig, and it went really well. And then after that, things developed, and we found that we had a mutual love of soul music, and it sort of kicked off from there, didn't it, Rich?
Yeah, and we both write our own stuff and are creative, so we thought, although we've enjoyed doing the covers, why don't we see what we can do with some original material?
I gather that you're also in a Doors tribute act as well, though, Rich.
I am, yeah, that's a different project, yeah.
Yes, well, it's just one of those things that, because you started out as a tribute act, whether or not a lot of people seem to think that being in a tribute act is the easy, lazy way around of it, in the fact that you just do a load of covers and then it's easier to get gigs than doing your own stuff.
Yeah.
And it's actually easier to do that than to do your own stuff. But
yeah, that's an interesting question. I think, like with everything, there's pros and cons to, you know, going either way, going down the originals route or the covers route. I think there's a difference really between being a covers band and being a tribute band. A challenge is with being a tribute band is not just to do your own version of a song, but to actually nail it and sound exactly like the original. And on top of that, you've got the challenge of looking like them as well, to the best of your ability. And it's good fun. Within the band I'm in, Slamming the Doors, which is, as you say, a Doors tribute act, there's a lot to work on there because they're quite an iconic band. The image is very strong. Yeah, and it's good fun trying to get it as accurate and authentic as possible. I don't think it's necessarily easy. I suppose, you know, you haven't got to write the songs, but the challenge is to nail them word perfect and note perfect, really. So I wouldn't say it's easy. It's just different.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking myself, to be honest. But do you think you'd have found it easier getting gigs as an Alicia Keys tribute act or as Elegance? Or have you found that people have been receptive to you?
I found that people have been receptive to us as Elegance. I'm not sure if we'd be more successful if we were an Alicia Keys tribute band, because we didn't actually go out as a band to do that and experiment. But I think that we're growing as Elegance and people are liking our stuff. So
I think it's because we love those songs so much anyway. We keep a couple of the Alicia Keys songs in the set that we do. It's useful to have a couple of known songs in the set that people know the words to and they can have a sing-along to if they perhaps haven't heard the Elegance stuff before. Draws them in. And as I say, we love the songs anyway.
But you're happier doing your own stuff, really?
Yeah.
I think it's more fulfilling to do your own music because we're creative people. We like to write and stuff. So it is more fulfilling for us to be pursuing our own music. And
we both got a kind of similar outlook on life as well, which is we believe in being positive, trying to give out a good vibe. And when you do your own stuff, you can build that into the songs, you know, and craft your songs around that. And
we have a positive message to share with the world.
Oh, well, that's good. And talking about that, you're going to play us one of your songs now.
Yes, this is called In Love With Life. It was written by myself and Richard. And
mostly by Rose, this one.
Yeah.
And what's it about?
It's about basically just being grateful for life and just the message that life is precious and we should love life because we only have one life. It's short. We have to make the most of it and we have to move forward in a loving sort of manner and unite together because we sort of lost our way with love. And it's bringing us back to the root.
Fantastic. So this is Elegance with In Love With Life.
What you gotta do?
Was In Love With Life by Elegant. If people like what they hear, how can they get in touch with you, or is there any way you can listen to your music or download it or anything?
Yep, well, our main page is Facebook. We're also on Reverb Nation, and you can find that at reverbnation.com/elegant sound. And we're also on SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/elegance-4.
And if you go to the SoundCloud website, you can listen to a couple of our tunes that are on there. Couple of different tunes. Hope you enjoy them. Elegance is going to be playing at a new venue that's opening probably middle to end of November. It's called Harvey's Cellar, and it's on Denmark Street, and it's a cocktail bar stroke venue stroke museum. Actually, it's where Harvey's Bristol Cream — there are other sherries available — it's where Harvey's Bristol Cream used to be sold from. And yeah, it's a really cracking little venue, and we're going to be playing there on a weekly basis from the opening date, late November. Watch our Facebook page for more info.
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, we're always updating it and keeping you posted with gigs and stuff that come up. So that's your best place to find us.
Okay, so Anne Gintz, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.